Good morning, everybody. It's close to have everybody back. Shana Bet is Bezer Hashem going to be on fire this man. And Shkoch to Shana Alf guys are coming out this morning. And here we are. The last news that was given was Erev Yom Kippur. And now here we are, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Bereishis. Starting the Torah once again, starting this man, and a lot of new beginnings. And I think that what I'm about to say now fits in with the idea of a fresh start for this man and a tremendous life lesson. The Medrash tells us, based on the pasuk, "Vayara lokim es kol asher asav yinei tov ma'od." So says Amar Bevo, "Melamed shay borei olamos umachriven ad shebar as elu." Kadosh Baruch Hu created worlds and he destroyed them until he created this world. Right, it says Amar Dein Hanayinli. This is good for me. Yosin Lo Hanayinli. The previous ones were not good for me. Because why is he saying? Because Amar Pinchas Time and Rabbi Vo. What did Rabbi Vo get this idea? That there are other worlds, and now all of a sudden, this world that Hashem created was to Hashem's liking. And this is good for me. Lo Hanayinli. The other ones were not good for me. Just to quote to you the parish on the Maharzav. On the side of the Medrash Rabbah, Mash Masher Asa Ata Hayatov Mode. What Hashem created now is good. Shayachirim Shalohi Tov. There were previous ones that were not good. Zelpi Midatova. Fine. So Rav Chaim Shulevitz asked, "What is the point of telling us this? What's the point of this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created worlds and destroyed them because they weren't to His liking?" So it's the very important lesson that a person has to grow from his failures. Nothing goes smooth and perfect. You have to try and try and try and try again. That's the biggest yisod of life. Kadosh Baruch Hu himself created worlds, said, "Nah, that's not right. That's not right." And over and over and over again, he had to go ahead and create worlds until he finally got it right to show us that in life there are going to be failures. There's no such thing as you start and you go smooth. And to bring that point home, of course, we know, and it's really merumas, it's hinted to in the pasuk, Dover Tzivil Elf Dor. I'm not sure if Ramayach Biderman got that idea, but Dover Tzivil Elf Dor, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for thousands of generations, over thousands of years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created worlds, destroyed them, waited until it was perfect. And that's a lesson in life. There's no such thing as smooth sailing. It doesn't exist. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is creating the world, had to create the world a number of times. He also brings that that's also why we read the Parsha, Shabbos Mincha. We start, we don't finish. Monday and Thursday, we start, no, we don't finish. The fourth time we start the Parsha during that week, that's when we finally finish. To show us that it's not going to go smoothly, but don't give up. If it doesn't work the first three times, so start the fourth time. We know the famous pasuk in Sheva Yipol Tzadik come. Seven times the tzadik falls and gets up. And everybody explains that the way to become a tzadik is to fall seven times. I'm not sure where Rav Meir Viderman got this source from. This he showed, but he says the following idea. He says, it says Bereishis. What does Bereishis mean? Bereishis stands for Beis Reishis. Two beginnings. That every time a person goes ahead and starts something, just know it may take two times to start it. It's not always going to go so smoothly, and be prepared for that. A person thinks he's going to start a new endeavor, a new initiative, and everything's going to go smoothly, and if he runs into a challenge, he runs into an obstacle, he's finished. It's not true. This is the most important lesson of life. And this, when you think about it, when you think about the foundation of the world, the creation of the world, knowing that the world was created and destroyed a number of times until it was done right, is the greatest chizuk that we can get. So many times in life we say, we're going to do better today, we're going to do better this time, we're going to do better this week, or this month, or this year, we're going to do better. And it doesn't go, don't give up. Don't give up, don't say I'm finished, because the whole world was created with that premise. And we know that it's a little over 2 weeks since Yom Kippur, we made Kabbalos. And some of us said, you know what? The Kabbalos, they're not working out. They're not working out. We said we're going to do better. We clapped Al Chait countless times. We said the Ashamnu, the Beganu, the Al Chait, And here we are, 2 weeks later, we're back to our old ways. It's not true. It's not true, because once you went ahead and made Kabbalahs and felt bad about it, even though it's not going well, that's the nature of you. That's human nature. That's the reality. It's not a reason to get despondent and become upset about it. And Rumalik quotes a beautiful story to illustrate this point. He said that 80 years ago in England, there's a guy who owned apartments. He owned apartments. And it sounds like 80 years ago, the economy wasn't doing well. So he decided to rent to like a lower class of tenants. And one tenant started renting his apartment. And after 3-4 months, he still had not yet paid his rent. So he took him to court. And the tenant said, "I don't have to pay rent. Why don't I have to pay rent? Because there's a plumbing issue. I had to pay my own, and the landlord wouldn't fix it. I had to spend my own money on the plumbing. And the electricity wasn't working properly, and I had to spend my own money to fix the electricity." And there were a whole slew of problems that the landlord did not go ahead and invest into the apartment. And therefore, instead of paying him the rent, what did I do? I went ahead, and instead of paying rent, I fixed all the problems in the apartment that the landlord wasn't fixing. So it sounded like this tenant had a good taina. So the judge asked him a very pointed question. He said, "Listen, I understand where you're coming from. I understand that there were certain problems with the apartment that you had to go ahead and pay for. But on the when you first entered into the apartment, or the first month, before there were any problems, did you pay rent?" And the man said, "No, I did not pay rent." He said, "You know what? Then you're a phony. And you had no intention of paying rent. You're using all these excuses that there are problems and whatever to get out of rent. But if you didn't start your rental period by paying rent, that means that you're never serious." So there's a Rav in England, he used to say over this Maisa, and he said, this is pshat with the Yom Neroyim. If a person came to the Yom Neroyim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and he made Kabbalahs, and he said, "I'm going to do better," and he made real Kabbalahs, he paid rent in the beginning, he said, "I'm going to change, we're going to do better," so we know he's serious about paying rent. So even if, over time, he didn't pay rent, meaning he didn't fulfill the Kabbalahs, and he didn't fulfill all the things he wanted to change, we still trust that he meant it. Okay, that there were certain issues, certain obstacles that he encountered over those months. But if a person came to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and didn't do anything, and yes, and he didn't make any Kabbalahs, he didn't start anywhere, and now he's going through obstacles, so then he was never serious. What an unbelievable story with a tremendous mashal about our lives. If we came to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which is not so long ago, I know it feels like it was so long ago, and we said, "Hashem, we're going to do better," and we said, "We're going to change this, we're going to tweak that." So then, even if we go through obstacles, we are still looked upon as those that did tshuva, that our tshuva was accepted, and we shouldn't get despondent and discouraged if we're going through obstacles right now. It reminds me of something I was thinking about saying before Erev Yom Kippur, but now I think it's even more appropriate to mention it. In Shanghai, in Japan, when the Mir Yeshiva was in had escaped from Europe, and they're in Shanghai, and they knew what was going on in Europe with the Holocaust, so they had a very intense Yom Kippur, a super intense Yom Kippur. And on Motzei Yom Kippur, they decided, I think it was Rav Chatzkel. Rav Chatzkel davened late, his marav was very, very long on Motzei Yom Kippur, and the Talmidim decided they're going to give him a present. I think instead of going down to eat, or they had a quick bite to eat, they had like an hour seder halimud. And Rav Chatzkel finished one esrei, and he saw the pack-based measures of all the bachrim in the yeshiva learning very strongly, and he was so impressed, and he was just blown away. And he got up in the bima, and he told him the following idea. He said that when a person builds a building, let's say a five-story building, that's what he said, five-story building, he builds a very strong foundation. If something happens to the building and a few floors of the building, it's inevitable. It's inevitable that or something happens to some of the floors of the building. So beseder, it happens. But as long as you had a foundation, I'm sorry. A guy has a 5-story building, and he climbs up and he falls off the building. So even if he falls off the building, he still has his 5-story building. What's the pshat? He said that if a person goes to the Yom Kippur and he has 5 Shemoneh Esrei's during the Shemoneh Esrei, so it's going to happen, he's going to fall off. He's not going to be able to maintain the level of Kedusha, the level of intensity, the level of the feeling that he had throughout Yom Kippur. He won't be able to handle it. He won't be able to. But and he's going to fall off the building. But at least he had the building. At least one time in the year, one time in his life, he had built that building. Even though the person falls, the building is still there. Meaning that even though a person's not holding where he was in the Ilah, he's not. This is reality. Even as great as we all are, we're not holding where we are in the Ilah, but we built the building. The building is still there. We may have fallen off the building, but the building is still there and it still exists. So we have to go back and after we fall off the building, climb back up to get to that fifth floor. And you have to keep on doing that throughout life. That's the yisod of Sheva Yipol Tzad Vekam. And actually, Joseph Dimbert, I just told him, I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about. And he said to me, you know, look at this Gra. Okay? Maybe I can tie it in. So the Gra says, after Adam Rishon makes a mistake, right, and he sins, Hashem says to him, Ayeka, where are you? Says the Gra the following thing. He says, Ayeka, Pirish, his bone in ba'atzbucha, eich nafaltum im alascha. Think and introspect to yourself, how did you fall from your maila? Ayei madrigoscha, where is your madriga? So I think this fits in perfectly with what we're saying. That a person is going to fall. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself showed us that when he created the world, he had to fix it until he got this world. A person stumbles and it's going to happen. What's he supposed to do? He's not going to say, oh, I'm finished. I'm toast. I'm worthless. I can never do anything. I can never accomplish anything. I'm a loser. I'm a failure. No. On the contrary, what should he do? Ask himself, how did I fall? What can I do better next time? I'm not giving up. As it says in Rav Matir, they make a joke. There's a whole question of Yush. If it's Shalomi Das or Yush Shalomi Das, is Yush or not Yush? Meaning, if a person loses something, he says, oh, I lost it. Violated the Chasar and Kiss. I lost it. Does that mean he doesn't think he's ever going to get it back again? So Yush, to give up hope, is Shalomi Das. That's not the right way of Das. A person should never give up hope. And this is such a yisod in life. When a person has to totally, and a person has to internalize this. A person is going to go through ups and downs. And this is the time to think about it. There's two ratios. There's two beginnings. Always know that even though we want to have the best beginning, we're starting Sefer Bereishis. And I know some people, myself included, I wanted to be much more on top of Shnei Mikra. And it's been a busy week. I'm hoping somehow, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I hope by Shabbos, Tuesday, I don't know when, to try to do it. It doesn't make a difference. It's not going great, so keep on trying harder and harder. If you fall down, keep on getting up again. That building is still there. Whatever you accomplish in Yom Nerom is still there. As long as you took it to Kabbalah, as long as you had a serious Yom Kippur, always try to think about it. You know what? It's been a little over 2 weeks since Yom Kippur. It's been 3 weeks since Yom Kippur. Try to, and I also, on a personal level, I tried as much as I could during the Ilah to like try to store that image of the Aron Kodesh open, the Chazan davening the Ilah. Keep that image in mind. That's who we are. Even though we're a few weeks away from that, and we're involved in a lot of different things or whatever, try to keep the feeling and the image of the Yom Yerayim as much as possible. Obviously with Kabbalah, and even if it doesn't work out, it doesn't make a difference. You got to get back up. That being said, just to say over the Chavetz Chaim's mashal, that he says, I think in terms of Lashon Hara, but I've heard it in terms of Kavanah B'Tfilah, that there was a woman who was in the marketplace, and she had a whole huge basket of apples. And they started falling and flying all over the place. And she's like, oy vey, my apples. And somebody said, why don't you pick up the few that you can? There's no reason. Just because they're falling doesn't mean you don't have to try to pick up whatever you can. The same thing with, I've heard the mashal in terms of Kavanah B'Tfilah. Even if you haven't had Kavanah the first, you know, few brachas of Shemona Esrei, it doesn't mean it's over. So then get back up and try to have Kavanah for the remaining brachas. Right? If a person stumbles in Lashon Hara, it doesn't mean that you have to give up. No. Just because you lost 20 apples doesn't mean you shouldn't pick up the five apples that you can pick up. And that's a metzius, and that's reality in life that we often know. I just want to be Moshe one more thing. Years ago, I read an article on H.com. It's called The Post Yom Tov Blues. And it gave me a lot of, it was a very powerful article, and I think I'm pretty sure it was written by Rabbi Vera Wein. And it was based on the following yisod, that we call Mar Cheshvan the bitter Cheshvan because there are no Yom Tovim. But he said, based on the idea of Mar is like Mister, in the Gemara terminology, Mar Ukva, Mar, Mister, that no, Cheshvan is Mar Cheshvan, it's like the month. It's Mister month. Why? What's the pshat? He said the following yisod, he said that every other month has something in it. It has a fast day, it has a Yom Tov, something out external to give you chizuk. Something. Tishrei, obviously, we just had Tishrei. We had Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, many different vehicles to inspire us. But Cheshvan has no outside influences, not fast days, not Yom Tovim. What does it show us? That it has to be totally internal. It's got to be, the chizuk has to come from us. And you know what he said? He said, if somebody can be a Ben Aliyah, somebody can steig in Cheshvan, that means he is on the right madriga. What does he mean? That when a person internalizes Avodas Hashem, and he no extra helpings, and he's able to still be that Ben Torah, that Ben Aliyah, it shows us he's Mr. October, he's Mr. Cheshvan, he's the Ben Aliyah. As we know, the most important pasuk in the Torah, as he says, what's the most important thing? Consistency, day in, day out. Yes, very nice. You know what? You're a Nissan Jew, and you're a Sivan Jew. You like Kabbalah Satorah. Beautiful. You get all those extras. But if a person can grow in Shtai and Cheshvan, that shows that he's the man. And obviously, just to put into sports, Mishalim, I don't know who to use for nowadays, right? If you were fielding a basketball team, and you had the choice of, you know, putting John Stockton or Steve Kerr on your team, who would you pick? I think anybody here, I hope you guys know these players. You know, you take John Stockton any day of the week. John Stockton never won a championship. Doesn't make a difference. Day in, day out, he's the better player. Steve Kerr won a bunch of championships. Big deal, right? We put it into baseball terminology. Just to date me a little bit, Don Mattingly was an outstanding baseball player. If I'm not mistaken, forget about not winning a World Series. I'm not even sure he ever won a playoff series, right? So, but if you had a choice to take Don Mattingly or Scott Brosius or Aaron Boone, right? I don't know if you remember those two players, right? So who would you take? Aaron Boone and Scott Brosius, they both hit huge home runs in the World Series back in the day, right? But any day of the week, you take Don Mattingly. Why? Because who's the superstar? The superstar is the guy who day in, day out performs. And that's the Yisod, these two Yisodos, that even if we stumble past after the Yom Nerayim, it doesn't make a difference. That's what's going to happen. It's Metzias HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Melamed that to us. That he tweaked it until it got right. Until he did it. Of course, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created the world perfect from step one. But he showed us that when a human being in this world is going to go through challenges, no matter how great our intentions are, we're going to go through challenges. We're going to go through ups. We're going to go through downs. But what we have to do is keep on fighting, keep on pushing, keep on persevering, and reach greatness. Have a great Shabbos.